It's special love in New York City. Special Lily and special Jonathan. That's right, it's the Pine Valley Podcast, full of special love all this week. Jonathan pops the question, as well as a couple blood vessels in his brain.
Zach and Ryan join forces to save Spike. Oh yeah, and Binks is back.
Mm-hmm. JR gets visited by the ghost of Christmas Stewart.
And True Dixie's Confessions, a baby story.
Mm-hmm. That's right, you're listening to the Pine Valley Podcast for the date ended May 26th. 2006.
And I'm your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford. First off, Jonathan and Special Lily finally hooked up in New York City this week.
It was very, very scary because It was very disgusting as well. Lily was about to be raped by a pedophile.
Yeah, that nasty metrosexual guy, he shone his clothing and showed the world his buff body and hirsute, I guess that's all you could say.
I don't know what hirsute means.
It means hairy. He was manscaped.
Listen, Taylor, I had a feeling that you would like that particular moment, but I thought it was just disgustingly chilling.
Mm-hmm. Well, Special Jonathan got to run in, but he hit his head.
He did. And, that nasty pedophile threw him to the ground.
That's right. But, you know, it all worked out, and the pedophile, whatever, had
he
to go.
He ran away.
But Special Jonathan now has hurt his head, and I'm afraid that Special Jonathan is going to resort to a life of killing again.
But, you know, he had the presence of mind to take Lily on an I Love New York tour. I thought that was very special.
Mm-hmm. You see the way they were Karen holding that handkerchief and dragging each other around with that, like that handkerchief was their baby.
Absolutely. It was very touching. He didn't want to touch Lily, so he held her hand through a nice handkerchief.
We did see Lily put her head on his shoulder at
she
one point.
She did, oh my God. Mm-hmm. She did. They're getting closer.
Of her own volition. Mm-hmm. And that seemed they're getting closer to touching.
Well, much closer.
And I am so happy that Special Jonathan had the foresight to bring along that big blanket, and they all lay down on the grass at Bryant Park, and she made him propose to her, and it was touching.
It was very touching. It was a beautiful moment. We're going to see what happens with those two, but I was glad to see, you know, it's not over for them. It's not going to be all uphill because, you know, Jackson is still looking for her, and this time he has Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie's back, and he doesn't look like Bow Wow anymore. And that's
he
good.
He got a haircut.
Yeah, he looks good. I think he looks very good. I think Jack is up to go good, though. I think it looks like he's going to double-cross them, his own daughter.
I think it's going to cause for lots of drama.
And that's sad. There's a thing called hubris, and I'm using a lot of vocab today.
You are using very
hubris
extravagant.
And pride will be Jack's downfall.
Hubris. That sounds like a disease.
Mm-hmm. It is like a disease. It's causing your own downfall through pride. It's a Greek term.
Is it itchy?
You can get a vaccine for it, a cream or something, okay? Moving onward to, Zach and Ryan?
Zach and Ryan joined forces to save Spike. Oh, my God, I was so excited. Viewers.
Yeah, they finally, by the end of the week, they teamed up and they got the barricade down, though the Erica Kane Commandos kept coming back.
It was a close call. There were a couple close moments there.
It's interesting. First, the Commandos, they're all commanded by Erica Kane telling them what to do. And then Ryan says, it's my call. Because, yeah, you could command a SWAT team if your family's involved.
Well, the true thing is that he does have a court order. But but I was going to say that it was very, very touch and go for a moment there. But, you know, we all know that he loves Kendall.
He sure does.
And it took him like 18 months to figure that out.
He's crazy, though. He's still got Greenlee poison on him. I don't want him with Kendall.
I don't know about that. Greenlee's gone. He's got a divorce. He hasn't even barely mentioned that girl's name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, there were a lot of Emmy moments this week, viewers.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good acting.
A lot of Emmy moments. And I have to say that Zach talking to Binks, who we love.
We love Binks. Beyond Miss Bianca.
We love her. him talking to Binks was definitely his Emmy moment.
And it's great to have Bianca back from France because see, I'm a real fan of hers.
I gotta tell you, I hope she has a good babysitter though, because we never see Miranda.
No, Miranda's not around much. No, or Maggie. Maggie's not around much.
Yeah, what happened to Maggie? I thought that they were in love and they were gonna get married and have more babies in France.
I guess babysitting's cheaper in France. That's what I figured. You know what that is? That euro to dollar.
I have to tell you, though, Miss Erica Kane, viewers, I think you will agree, Miss Erica Kane, an Emmy moment for her. And you know, she hasn't had very many Emmys.
No, she's constantly worthy of them.
It's true. She cried. She fought Bianca about Kendall, about her daughter. She said, you know, how could you betray me? La, 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 la.
Well, my Emmy moment was Stewart talking about his dog, Cooter. And you know how they cut away? He starts talking about his Cooter story, and then they cut away. And you're like, what was that about?
Yeah, my dog's ears kind of went, like, she kind of went, huh?
Uh-huh, but it was kind of like Old Yeller a little bit.
It really was.
But that was my Emmy moment, because, you know, whenever Stewart's on, I'm just hypnotized, basically. Kendall, she wagged her finger, I guess, this week, too, in the coma.
She cried. She shed an actual tear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she cried a tear out of her right eye. Mm-hmm. And also moved her finger, which apparently some people saw. Nobody saw her getting up to go to the vending machine to get a sandwich, unfortunately. That's how these comas work. You know, it's always a finger or something like that. Nobody, like, sleepwalks out to go to the bathroom and then wakes up from their coma. No, and then, of course, you can't replicate it.
It's true.
And it's such a tease. And you know how she hates Julia. And I think maybe Julia made her nervous in that room.
I think so. I think that she was going to move. And then that Julia came in and she just smelt her. And she just said, oh, I'm not going to do it.
Meanwhile, JR gets busted out of jail by Stewart. Mm-hmm. And Stewart takes him on this It's a Wonderful Life tour of people in the neighborhood talking about it.
I have to say that, you know, Stewart has excellent timing. Because he brought JR to all the people in his life at the exact moments when they were professing how they felt about him.
Yeah, Stuart's such a simple man, yet filled with the wisdom of the world.
And intuition, just an intuition that is unsurpassed.
That's right, he knows people.
He's like polar opposites of Stewart.
Anyway, JR has a change of heart, and he's walking around town, and he realizes people really do love him, and they aren't all lying to him, like... He thinks. So he has a complete 180 change of heart in the boathouse and starts talking to Babe. And Babe has a total 180. Now Babe's not interested in him anymore, which I don't buy it because last week she was all pie-eyed for him still.
Well, listen, Taylor, you don't understand. When a woman gets hurt like that, she cannot trust anymore. She cannot. Mm-hmm. She finds it difficult in her heart to open her heart again.
Yeah, but she was so willing when he was in jail. And as soon as he's out, she's not willing. I say that's just like a woman.
How would you know, Taylor? That's my question. How would you know?
I'm just saying, it's a turn of phrase.
The last time you dated a woman was in high school.
Listen, we aren't going to talk about that, okay?
All right. I'm sorry, viewers. But I will say that of the entire montage, It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the Christmas Carol montage, my favorite moment was when Jamie came in without his shirt playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That man is blinding with beauty.
He stays in shape, you know, for, you know, that college student lifestyle.
I'm telling you, I was counting the ripples on his chest and stomach. I came up with 42. 42?
Yeah, that's right. You had it on freeze frame for like 10 minutes.
They were glistening. Glistening, viewers. It must be summertime in Pine Valley. It's like kind of like summer here, but it's probably a little nicer there.
Yeah, that's
south.
Because in Pine Valley, the year's like 2 months long, but they stretch everything out like a day is a week.
Yeah, it's
except
true.
If you have kids, they age a year a month. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange. It's like some kind of epicenter. It's like the island on Lost, you know? It's weird things happen and nobody questions it.
Do they have food pods?
I don't know. Maybe Pine Valley's got a food drop every week or something.
Anyway, listen. The big, huge, fat moment, speaking of fat, of the week, Dixie's bombshell confession. You, viewers, if you are all my true All My Children fan, like we are, like I know that you are, you probably listened a little bit to Katie's Confessions. You can go to katiesconfessions.com. Mm-hmm.
And Katie McClain, who plays Dixie.
That's right. And she talks all about the show and her life on the show. And Katie's with a C-A-D-Y. She spells it a little bit different. But anyway, this was Dixie's Confessions this week.
Yeah, well, Dixie let it let Tad know that she gave away her baby. Kate gave it away. And this is a town where babies are the hottest commodity there is. Like, you ain't nobody unless you have a baby, or you stole a baby, or you're planning to steal a baby.
Or you steal sperm, even. In this town, they steal sperm and eggs in this town.
They got an island full of babies. Mm-hmm. And see, she gave the baby away. It's like there's so many people want these babies.
Listen, I have to tell you the truth, though. That was a very touchy moment when she told Tad, because Tad, he had a Emmy moment as well. He told her he hated her, that he didn't want to see her no more, that he didn't love her no more.
Yeah, I just want to get up and smack Tad because Dixie's my girl.
Well, I got to tell you, though, that was kind of crazy. How do you give up Tad's baby? That is insanity. Mm. I don't care how crazy Dr. Maddenstein is.
I'm dissatisfied with Tad lately. I think they've emasculated him. I don't care for, you know, the things he has to do anymore. Hmm. You know, Ryan gets all this good stuff. Zach gets all this good stuff. What about Tad?
I agree.
Throw Tad a bone.
Well, listen, but I think Tad now is getting his bone, so to speak.
Mm.
He's getting his bone because he gets to live out the trauma that is being robbed of his baby. And he went to Dr. Maddenstein at the end, and he threatened him. Do you want to know what he said to him? He said, and viewers, I quote, "If you put me on a wild goose chase, I'm going to come back and shove that goose up your quack."
Mm-hmm. It was flipping crazy, the language they were using.
The stones on him.
Yeah, the stones on that guy. And I have a special award this week.
You do?
Mm-hmm. It's the Orange Crush Award.
Orange Crush, do tell.
That goes to Babe for her... her self-tanning cream or whatever she's been using, but she looks very Floridian lately.
I think she's been using Coppertone. I think she should spring a little extra money and buy the Lancome because the Lancome looks much more realistic.
Go to Saks, you're a big TV star. Mm-hmm. Go to Saks, and talk to a consultant, get the Lancome.
Not the Coppertone. That leaves you orange.
Don't go to the Dwayne Reed or the Walgreens because it's still good.
The Lancome. And we don't get paid, viewers, by the way. We do not get paid for product endorsement, but we will, you know, in this case, we're just telling you.
This is just helpful advice.
It sure is.
That is it for this week's edition of the Pine Valley Podcast. If you have a question or comment or anything, please email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com.
Do you have a spoiler for the week, Taylor?
No, I gave my award. Do you have a spoiler?
I think I do. I think that Jonathan and Lily are going to be able to touch, and then they're going to be able to have sex. And then Lily's going to have a baby, and she's going to name it Cooter.
I think that might be true. For the Pine Valley Podcast, I'm Taylor Crawford.
And I'm Ashley Mendoza.
See you next week.
Tune in next week.